One person who made headlines for a bold plan to reform healthcare is not taking part in it. We're talking about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. As First Lady, she championed a healthcare policy that failed to become law. And Cheryl Gay Stolberg, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, is joining us because she wrote an article about this. Is Secretary Clinton trying to distance herself from the bruising political firefight over healthcare during the Clinton years?
Well, I wouldn't say that. First of all, she's got a new job, a busy job as Secretary of State, but she does still stand as a symbol of the failed health care reform of the 1990s. And the Obama administration is trying to distance itself from that. And so she's really got no role in this at all. To some people, that's kind of sad. They see her as a tireless advocate for health reform, and now suddenly health reform has a chance of passing. It's been her dream for a long time, and she's out of the debate.
You describe her, you use the word baggage. What is the baggage that some political observers think she has?
Well, she's the symbol of that plan, and it really imploded on Capitol Hill 15 years ago. It was drafted in secret by a bunch of policy wonks. They delivered it to Congress as a fait accompli. It was bogged down with complaints that it would deprive Americans of their ability to pick the doctors that they wanted. There are all kinds of bad memories about that plan, and the name that's associated with the plan is Clinton, and Mrs. Clinton spearheaded the effort, so of course she carries baggage.
All right, so you have this White House summit on health care. She's not there. She's traveling. Also, senior Obama advisor David Axelrod said, "I think we've got her pretty well occupied." Now, you could just say, well, that's because she's traveling, but it also sounds a little patronizing. Do you feel that?
Perhaps a teensy bit. Maybe it was just a turn of phrase. I don't know. She is pretty well occupied. The other thing is the Obama White House is really trying to put out the message that they've learned from the lessons of the Clinton plan. And this is a tough trick. They have to say, well, we've learned from the lessons of the Clinton plan, but we're not really relying on Mrs. Clinton for any help.
All right. Very quickly, what stands out about Obama's approach to health care? Tight.
Well, a couple of things stand out. First of all, just in terms of process, they're trying to bring lawmakers in early, go for wide bipartisan support. They're trying to do it out in the open. But also, he is talking about expanding health care beginning with children, and this was actually a big difference between him and Mrs. Clinton during the campaign. She wanted a mandate for coverage of all adults.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't know if we can get there. We need to open the door with kids first, and that's going to be probably a sticking point in this debate.
All right, Cheryl.
How far is he willing to go?
Thanks so much. Cheryl Gay Stolberg, White House correspondent for The Times.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.